T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's not as cold this morning, near 40, and will be warmer this afternoon. High today in the 60s and more spring-like for the weekend. Get your full forecast from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories. It's Friday, February 28th. A long, winding Dallas police chase that started with a carjacking has put five people behind bars. Just before 1 this morning, five people carjacked an SUV in Old East Dallas. They drove around in the vehicle for about an hour when a police officer spotted them. With the police behind him, the driver hit the gas, and for the next 40 minutes, he led a chase through South Dallas and Oak Cliff, reversing direction to drive against traffic, even trying to ram police cars. But with a Dallas police helicopter overhead, the SUV driver had no chance of getting away. With squad cars hot on his tail, he sped up into Arcadia Park, where he turned onto a dead-end street near Loop 12 and West Davis. That's where things ended. The five, who were heavily armed, were hauled in for questioning. The man convicted of killing a Richardson police officer 2 years ago has been sentenced to death. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest on the decision reached late last night.
Prosecutors say Brandon McCall killed Officer David Sherrard in Richardson in February of 2018. A jury convicted McCall last week and spent about 8 hours deliberating a punishment yesterday. They were choosing between the death penalty and life in prison without parole. They came back with the death penalty last night. Prosecutors called him a cold-blooded cop killer. Sherrard's widow, Nicole, hugged the Richardson police chief and talked to reporters after the sentence was announced.
I would also like to thank the jury for what I feel like was doing the right thing, getting evil out of here.
Defense lawyers said McCall was raised by an alcoholic father and was neglected. The death penalty comes with an automatic appeal. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Carrollton, police arrest a woman they say seriously hurt her boyfriend's daughter by putting her in a bath of scalding water. 29-year-old Ebony Odom is facing one felony charge of injury to a child. Police say that 4-year-old suffered severe burns but is recovering. The incident happened in December, but police didn't wrap up their investigation until this week when they took Odom into custody. The Texas plan to deal with coronavirus is rolled out by Governor Abbott. Details from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
Governor Abbott referred to the team of state agencies assembled to protect Texans from the outbreak of the coronavirus as extremely robust, well-informed, and prepared for any potential outcome. The effort is spearheaded by the Department of State Health Services.
DSHS is surveying varying levels of patient care capacity around the state to contingency plan for a scenario if the state has a community spread of COVID-19.
There are currently 10 positive cases in Texas housed at the Texas Center for Infectious Disease in San Antonio, 2 from China, and 8 from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price will update the state of her city later today. KRLD's Bailey Friday has a preview.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price is presenting her annual State of the City address this afternoon. The report touches on last year's advances in the city and this year's goals. It's expected that Mayor Price could also announce that Fort Worth has been named a finalist for major grants. The speech kicks off today at noon at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting wraps up today ahead of Tuesday's primary. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has more.
Collin County Elections Administrator Bruce Sherbet says voters in his county have a strong preference for early voting, with more than 80% of the ballots cast during the last presidential election coming during early voting. Even during the primaries, he expects more than 60% of all ballots to be cast by the end of the day today.
It's the way it's shaped up. We have some competition in that regard. Williamson County, they have a very high turnout of their early voting and percentage. We're usually neck to neck with them.
Collin County, Dallas County, and Tarrant County have all switched to vote centers, which means voters can cast their ballots at any location within the county and don't necessarily have to go to the polling place in their neighborhood. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A survey from the University of Houston predicts that none of the 12 Democrats seeking their party's nomination for U.S. Senate will get a majority during the primary and that a runoff is likely. More than half the likely voters surveyed did not have a clear preference in the race. Dallas State Senator Royce West was one of the top three candidates, and SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says West's name recognition in North Texas could help him.
Royce West has roots in the African-American community, could draw on that support, which will be an important Democratic primary constituency. So there are advantages there.
The leading candidate in the University of Houston survey was Air Force veteran MJ Hagar. You can hear more about Super Tuesday in the latest edition of KRLD In Depth. Just go to our website, krld.com, and click on podcasts. The jitters continue on Wall Street this morning after the Dow Jones dropped nearly 1,200 points yesterday. As we hear from KRLD's Barbara Schwartz, the market is now in correction.
It's fallen more than 10% this week alone. The Dow plunged 1,191 points yesterday, marking the worst one-day point drop ever. Julie Lambert, branch manager with Charles Schwab's Plano office, says the downturn is centered on the coronavirus, the impact it's having on global supply chains and global economic growth.
Resist the urge to sell based solely on recent market movements. We know that staying the course is so difficult emotionally, but taking a long view is healthier for your portfolio.
She says selling when markets drop can make your losses permanent. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We will be tracking your money all throughout the day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Sports, the Dallas Stars lose to Boston 4-3. The Mavericks play in Miami tonight at 7.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.